Playing in the pub, you all know well. I met the girl from Japanese.
In an anarchist dwelling, so humble and so mean. Oh, smell the pungent odor of nitroglycerine. And while busy making fuses and filling cans with nails, the little Slavic children set up this mournful wheel.
Well, it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. Oh, well, the last one, it was thrown by Brother Tom. Oh, poor mother's aim is bad, and the cops, they all know Dad. So it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. Sister Jenny, she came back and stood by her mother's side. Her little eyes were shining with a sort of girlish pride. She said, oh, tell me, mother, don't you think that I did well?
Well, yes, you did, and bless you, child, you blew them all to pieces.
Well, it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. Oh, well, the last one, it was thrown by Brother Tom. Oh, poor mother's aim is bad, and the cops, they all know Dad. So it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb.
Hello and welcome in to another episode of Syrup Moose Radio, an award-winning anti-fascist program coming to you from 93.9 FM CICK, Smithers Community Radio. This show is recorded and broadcast on the unceded traditional territory of the Gitxsan and Wet'suwet'en peoples. We are also sponsored by the Skeena Watershed Conservation Coalition. You can find the great works that they are doing on Facebook. You can also hear this show on 90.1 FM CJSF in Burnaby, 102.7 FM CKMS in Waterloo, 88.3 FM CKXU in Lethbridge, and 88.7 FM CFUR in Prince George. You can stay up on what is happening with the show and everything else that I get up to over on www.themarsh.ca. You can also send me music or stories or thoughts and feelings to syrupmoosrecords@gmail.com. FAFO1312.
Plastic cards are away. It's Glenn, station manager here at CACK. I want to say happy birthday to Syrup Moose Radio. 100. Hey, 100 episodes. You don't look a day over 100. So I love Syrup Moose Radio because I love the fact that it supports a label that's up here in the Great White North. I love that. And I also love the fact that someone is watching out for me when all those garbled lyrics are, you know, crunched out through those songs. I know that it's been filtered, gone through a filter, and there's nothing in there that that I would not want to support. So I love that. I love that. I love someone's looking out for me. Here's to another 100, Syrup Moose Radio.
This is Megan at CICK, Smithers Community Radio, and I just want to congratulate Syrup Moose Radio on 100 episodes. That is absolutely awesome, and I really appreciate that you are creating content in Hazleton, so shout out to all the folks in Hazleton, listeners, and everybody on Gitsan territory. It's absolutely fantastic. Anyway, I just wanted to say thanks again. You do such a great job. I appreciate everything that you put into your show and everything that you do in community. All right, bud. Take care.
All right, folks. You heard it there first. Welcome to episode 100 of Syrup Moose Radio. That first song that you heard, 10-day notice with Plastic Epiphany. And you also heard a brand new theme song that will be the song going forward. That is the Anarchist's Hymn. It's a blast, and I hope you enjoyed it. And thank you so much to Glenn and Megan for your very kind messages about this show. I am very grateful to have made my home at CICK. And I hope that everybody listening has enjoyed the first 100 and that the next 100 are just as enjoyable. I have a ton of music, but and I had hoped, I had planned to make this kind of a big celebratory dumb episode, but I can't. That is not going to be possible because this week we're going to talk about what happened in Tumblr Ridge. So obviously a huge content warning for this episode. If you hear this now and want to skip it, I understand. I won't hold it against you, but I do want people to be aware that is what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about what happened. We're going to talk about some of the responses that I've seen that have been horrific, and we're going to talk about it. So you know, we'll see how the episode goes. It is not going to be a light one, which is what I had hoped for. But I do have a lot of music to play, but I also have a lot of things that need to be talked about. And when you make a show like this that talks about the things that we talk about, you kind of don't get to skip over things. And this can't go unremarked on. So there you go. Content warning for the rest of the episode. We are going to be talking about the tragic shooting, school shooting in Tumblr Ridge. So if you are not ready to talk about that, I totally get it. But that is what we're talking about. Before we get going, I just want to remind folks that if you want to follow what's going on with me or the show or the label or anything else that I might be up to, the best way to do that is to go to themarsh.ca, click subscribe, and put your email address in. I do a monthly newsletter. It would be very cool if you wanted to do that. If not, I also understand. So, all right, we're going to get into it here. We're going to play, this one is by Fever333. It is called No Hostages, and we will be back after this. Hostages by Fever333, and you are listening to Syrup Moose Radio. This is episode 100, which is very exciting. I am extremely grateful and excited that I've been able to do this for this many episodes, and that I seemingly will get to continue doing it for more episodes. That's very cool. Unfortunately, as I mentioned at the top of the show, we are going to talk about what happened in Tumblr Ridge. So if you are not prepared to hear about that or talk about that right now, understandable. But please understand that that is something that we have to talk about today. So let's get into it a little bit here. So for folks who don't know, which if you're living in Canada, I don't know how you haven't heard, but three days ago, at time of recording anyway, we had something very rare that doesn't happen often in Canada happen. We had a school shooting happen in the community of Tumbler Ridge. This shooting resulted in the deaths of six children, five children and a teacher, I believe, and 25 injuries, as well as two other murders. And according to what it says here at the BBC, it is one of the deadliest gun attacks in Canada's history, which as you know, living here in Canada, we don't hear about this kind of thing that often. It is an unbelievable tragedy, and it is really hard for us as Canadians, I think, to process this, because, you know, we hear stories out of the U.S. and other countries all the time. You know, even talking to somebody about it from the U.S. After it happened, they had said that, you know, in the States, essentially, they've gone kind of numb to it. That is not the case here. And I think everybody, especially everybody in British Columbia, but everybody across Canada are feeling this in a very real and challenging way. So this is complicated. One of the reasons that I want to talk about this, besides it being an enormous piece of news, is some of the response that I have seen that I think is horrific, and we do need to talk about it. So sorry, I'm just seeing here, updated February 12th. It looks like there were eight people were killed in Tumbler Ridge. I believe six of those were at the school. Two of those were at the home of the shooter. I mean, like, to start, first and foremost, what can you possibly say that makes this even kind of easy to cope with or understand? There simply are not words for it. The feelings that I can only imagine are in that community right now, the fear in other communities. It's nightmarish what happened. It really is. The ways in which I have seen people responding with hate and transphobia and fear-mongering, that's kind of what I want to talk about today. And so we're going to get into that a bit, but I do want to first name everybody. I think it's important to make sure that people continue to say the names of these young people that were killed. So I think that's what we're going to do. I'm going to take a minute here just of quiet. And it's weird to have a minute of silence on the radio, I know, but it seems kind of bare minimum at this point. So I'm going to just take a minute, and we can all take a minute to just sit in this for a moment together, okay? So here are the folks that were killed in this tragedy. We have Jennifer Jacobs and Emmett Jacobs, the stepmother and I believe the mother and brother of the shooter. We had Kylie Smith, who was 12. Abel Mwansa, who was 12. Zoe Benoit, also 12. Shonda Aviganda Durand, who was 39 and an educator at the school. Takaria Lampert, who was 12. Ezekiel Schofield, who was 13. Maya Gibala, who was 12. I apologize. As I understand, Maya is in critical in Vancouver Children's Hospital. The story that I'm looking at doesn't necessarily have an update about that, but that said, there's no way to explain or justify what's happened to these kids. And it's really hard to think and talk about, frankly. We had, you know, we're up here in northern BC. You know, it's a 9-hour drive to Tumbler Ridge, which in the grand scheme of things, it's really close. And I think the people in our community right now are feeling it too. Obviously, it's not the same, but I don't want to stand here or sit here and say, you know, thoughts and prayers or whatever, because I find that to be useless and trivializing almost. There aren't words that will make this okay. There aren't. But I want, all I can really say is that my thoughts are with the families and, you know, like I said, there's just really nothing to be said that will make this make sense. What happened was a tragedy. And we're going to pause here and put on a song and come back and talk about some of the things that have been said that I think are important also to talk about. So we're going to play a song. We're going to come back. And then we will we'll talk. Okay? Thank you. We'll be back after this. Arcade Killer with Man Made of Static, and you're listening to Syrup Moose Radio's 100th episode, where we are unfortunately talking about the tragic shooting of children in Tumblr Ridge, children and adults. So I mentioned in the last segment there that something that one of the reasons I wanted to talk about this was I wanted to address the response to what happened. So it was released by the media that the shooter was a trans person who also struggled with their mental health, took medication for mental illness, among other details. But it's those two details that in particular the right, but also just sort of the center and the centrist and ignorant, I guess, are kind of grabbing onto. There was, I searched, you know, I took 2 seconds to search Tumblr Ridge on Facebook, and it was flooded with anti-trans rhetoric, really, really bigoted and hateful. I saw there someone had shared photos of the victims to kind of as a form of remembrance, I guess. And even in comments on photos of dead children, there was anti-trans, anti-medication ranting and raving from, frankly, assholes. And I know that a lot of the stuff that is being said is coming from a place of fear, whether or not that would be acknowledged. But the fact is that if in the face of an unimaginable tragedy like this, your first instinct is to sow hate and fear, then you're a monster. What happened in Tumblr Ridge was monstrous, but it does not have anything to do with the gender identity or medical history of this person. They made choices. Those choices were, there is no means to forgive or to justify, but there is something that we need to understand. We in Canada do not have sufficient support for people who are suffering from mental illness or who are dealing with like transition or other, you know, other queer issues, anything like that. And the abuse that these people face on a daily basis is unimaginable. And to go through and blame this on the fact that a person is trans, it opens the door for further abuse of trans people and further hatred. And I'm not going to say that that's okay, because it isn't. There's nothing okay about the absolute vile shit that I have seen people saying about trans folks in the wake of this. And the right in the U.S. is glommed onto it. The right in Canada has glommed onto it. And honestly, like I said, if your instinct in the face of this is to continue to make hateful remarks and to try and continually do more harm than has already been done, then frankly, fuck you. And that's probably my one for the radio, but like, what else can